This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. Scientists have known for years that animals must have some kind of internal compass, an innate ability to know which way is north. That's how birds are able to migrate thousands of miles with such accuracy.
Scientists in England now think they've found a chemical reaction that may help explain this biological compass. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
Peter Hoare is a physical chemist at the University of Oxford in England. He appears in this story because he has a very particular research interest.
All my research life, I've looked at magnetic effects of various sorts in chemistry.
It turns out that certain chemicals act a bit like magnets. About a decade ago, Hoare became intrigued by the suggestion that there might be a chemical reaction that was so sensitive to magnetic effects that it could even detect the extremely weak magnetic field of the Earth. So he began looking for just such a reaction, and as he and his colleagues write in the current issue of their journal Nature, they think they found one. It's a reaction based on a chemical that's similar to one found inside a bird's eye. Now that's an important point because Hoare says experiments with birds show that light appears to be essential for a bird's magnetic sense to work.
There is a requirement for blue light. Without blue or green light, the birds can't use their compass.
The theory that birds have this kind of chemical compass has been around for 40 years. Torsten Ritz is a physicist by training. He's at the University of California at Irvine. He proposed a theory 8 years ago that attempted to explain how this chemical compass would work.
There are lots of theoretical speculations out there and arguments why this should work in principle.
But Ritz says it's one thing to have theories. What Hoare and his colleagues have done is provide data.
This is the first study that actually shows that there are Earth strength magnetic field effect on a photochemical reaction. And so that's the big contribution here.
Ritz says Peter Hoare has not found a chemical reaction that exists in birds, just a chemical reaction that could exist in birds. And Ritz says Hoare and his colleagues have only shown that the reaction responds to magnetic fields in the laboratory.
Now that is, of course, different from the question of saying, is this actually what's happening in an organism? And that requires completely different tests in some sense.
But Ritz says those tests can and will be carried out. Ritz has actually done some of the tests on how robins navigate, and the results are encouraging. He says research on how animals perceive magnetic fields has become extremely exciting recently.
And it's not every day that you can work on discovering a new sense. You know, like when you look around, we know pretty much a lot about vision, hearing, and smell, and so on. And the magnetic sense is really one of these big mysteries.
But it's a mystery that scientists are getting closer to solving. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.
Hold up.